This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And this month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We say hello now to Anna Bunker, who's a peer program manager for NAMI, N-A-M-I, Central Texas. Hi, first of all.
Hello, good morning.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I saw that it was Mental Health Awareness Month or just Mental Health Month, and we haven't checked in with the folks at NAMI in a long time, which is the National Association of Mental Illness?
Kind of, National Alliance on Mental Illness. Okay. Very, very close, but okay. You got the A's, very similar.
Yeah, and the chapter here has grown over the years from NAMI Austin now to NAMI Central Texas. You cover a much wider range.
Yeah. So we cover Travis County and then the surrounding counties around Austin, so the suburbs. And it comes to about 6 counties that we serve, which is quite a lot. So we are very active, very busy, but it's a good thing that we have grown.
What kind of services does NAMI provide to people in those counties?
We have a lot of different services. We have services for schools, community members, workplaces, peers. So peers are individuals who live with a mental health condition along with their loved ones, whether this is a family, a friend, whoever in their support circle. We offer 2 types of support groups. We have a peer support group, and then we also have a family support group. In addition to that, we have 8-week courses. These courses are absolutely phenomenal. It is what I took, I want to say back like 5-ish, maybe even 6 years ago when I first became involved with NAMI. It is what changed my recovery tremendously. You're able to learn about mental health with yourself. And if you're a family member going through it, if you're in the family to family class, you learn about how to support that loved one that is in your life that lives with a mental health condition. We also have different trainings. So we do trainings with Department of Public Safety and Austin Police Department for crisis intervention trainings. So if you are ever in a mental health crisis and you call 911, ask for a CIT officer. For schools, we go out and do educational presentations. We also are on college campuses with clubs, workplace environments. Honestly, like everything that we can provide is never ending. It just really surrounds around the support, education, and advocacy that comes with mental health.
Is that all?
I mean, we can always do more. We can always do more, but
rather a lot, yeah, really. Rather a lot.
We have a lot of services, a lot of really great services. The really cool thing about us is that we all come from a peer support model. Everyone who works at NAMI Central Texas either lives with a mental health diagnosis themselves or has a close family member who lives with a mental health diagnosis. So we can offer different types of perspectives.
Hmm. And you mentioned you said life-changing, taking a program at NAMI. What was that?
Yeah, I took the peer-to-peer program. It was something that really kicked off my journey to connecting with other peers. With my mental health diagnosis, I really struggled with it for the longest time. And that was the first time I was really able to come together with a larger group of individuals that had a diagnosis and had similar feelings and experiences as me, and that really switched my whole perspective of I'm not walking this journey alone. And then from there, I just got more interested in NAMI and doing education advocacy for mental health and sharing my story. So I have been involved with NAMI, I want to say since like 2016, 2017 latest. It's just been a huge, they're basically family members to mm-hmm. me now. It's not just peers, they're family members. It's a community that really surrounds everyone.
So this happens sometimes with people that have drug and alcohol problems, and then they get clean and they get really interested in the process, and then they become counselors to people. So you have a lot of people in that situation with NAMI.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of individuals that we do work with do also come from mental health, human service background. Everyone who is employed has that same mission. And a lot of people who we have worked with, we have helped them inspire their own goals and journeys to be that person that another person needed in their person that they needed in their life at one point in time. So it's really beautiful to see the circle come around of people who have their lived experience, are in recovery, and then are also helping other people out in the community.
We're talking with Anna Bunker. She's with NAMI Central Texas, and this is National Mental Health Awareness Month. The thing is, and I'm sure you're still working to overcome it, that there's, for some people, a stigma just saying the word mental illness. And sometimes people say it accusatorily to, did I just make up a word? In an accusing way to people, you're mentally ill. First of all, what is your working definition of mental illness? And two, how do you overcome that stigma?
Yeah, so with my diagnosis, which is bipolar disorder, my diagnosis has a lot of stigma around it. A lot of people, when they hear bipolar disorder, they think I'm crazy, I'm all over the place, I make a lot of irrational decisions, I really don't have a good head on my shoulders. It is something that I kept to myself for a really long time because of the stigma. But then I was like, you know what? I have a voice. I'm going to do what I can to share that I live with bipolar disorder and break the stigma. There are a lot of different stigmas that surround different diagnoses, if that makes sense. There's an overall stigma that surrounds mental health in general, but each diagnosis has another round of stigma, which is what NAMI Central Texas really strives for, is breaking that stigma. Also, when it comes to like crime you just mentioned, or people are dangerous that live with a mental health condition, there's actually a statistic out there that individuals who live with a mental health condition are more likely to be the victim of a crime and violence rather than the perpetrator. The reason why thoughts are backwards is because of how media really portrays someone who lives with a mental health condition and their experiences. If there's anything that is involved with crime or something that is harmful to other individuals, that's mainly what they really hone in on. And that's what we see in the United States. So it's a big myth. If you ever have time, look into it a little bit more, but we are more likely to be the victims instead of the perpetrators.
Well, let's narrow it down just a little bit. What is included in mental illness? What conditions are included in y'all's definition of mental illness?
Yeah, mental illness, there are many diagnoses. There is a book called the DSM-5. It is massive. I like to say it's the Bible of mental health diagnoses, or the dictionary of mental health diagnoses. So a few of the more common ones, though, would be ADD, ADHD, OCD, anxiety, depression, alcohol and substance abuse, eating disorders, PTSD, bipolar, schizophrenia. The list honestly goes on forever. But when it comes to a mental illness or a mental health diagnosis, it really just comes down to the diagnosis impairing the way that someone feels and thinks and how they act. So it can vary on diagnosis, but it really comes down to how they think, they feel, and how they act.
Well, if anxiety and depression are part of that whole definition, I'm mentally ill. And so are so many people. And it, I don't know, does it seem like more, especially when you watch the news and you see what's going on out in the world today? It seems like we're living in a time of heightened mental illness.
Yes, absolutely. So especially with COVID being on the tail end of it and us getting back into the normal routine of what life was like before COVID, statistics have absolutely changed. Whether you lived with a mental health diagnosis prior to COVID, it is something that you may have experienced while we were going through the pandemic. One in four individuals, they do experience a mental health condition at some point in your lifetime. So if you and I were in a room of eight people, you and I, Kevin, would be the two individuals. So it's something that is very, very common. If you don't have a diagnosis, you can still experience like stress and anxiety. Maybe something is going on at work, or maybe you go through a traumatic event, something, maybe you get test anxiety. There's different things like that. But not only is there mental illnesses, there's also mental health and mental wellness that everyone experiences, like we all have a brain, we all experience physical health because we all have a body. It's the same way with our brain too. We all have our hard days, and it's something that we really do need to start addressing and take care of ourselves.
Well, sure. People have anxiety about all kinds of things, being late for an appointment or traffic or something. That's just part of life. But then it gets to a point where sometimes people, and maybe COVID helped this, they're just so anxious, they don't even leave the house. You know, they just can't even get out. And or so depressed that they can't get off the couch and go out. This happened to me a couple of weeks ago, and this is, show is not about me, but I knew that if I just went out and went for a walk, I'd feel better. I couldn't even
sometimes
do that.
Sometimes that can be so hard, right? Yeah. It can be so hard.
But exercise really, really helps me kind of clear my head a little bit. Okay, so somebody, let's say somebody's hearing this and go, well, you know, I understand what she's talking about. I feel like I could use some help. How does one proceed? Is there a number that you call, or do you make an appointment? What happens?
Absolutely. So the really cool thing about NAMI Central Texas, all of our services are free. Even if you aren't in our service area, they're free to you, free to family members, community. If you are closer to another NAMI location, we will absolutely refer you there to make sure that we get you the right services that you need. For information and resources, you can give us a call at 512-420-9810.
And all of this, excuse me, all of this is on your website. And that's the thing.
Yes.
NAMI, NAMI, Central Texas.
Yes. And
when organizations have a good website, that's all you got to do is just say, go to the website, go to the website. It's all there.
If you forget how to spell it, just Google it. We will absolutely pop up. We're here for you. We understand the hardships, and that's really what we're here to support you.
Now, one of the things that you've done in the process of expanding, you've added more programs available for people who speak Spanish.
Absolutely. So we have an amazing program manager who focuses on the Spanish community also. She's bilingual. So we have really started to offer some more programs that for individuals who speak primarily Spanish. We want to make those resources more accessible because this is also a population that tends to brush over mental health struggles. In addition to that, we also have started creating other programs for the BIPOC community to also make sure that we are supporting their mental health journeys also. So
what community? I'm sorry, what community is that?
BIPOC communities. So people of color.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So we are really doing what we can to make sure that we hit everyone who is within need of our services.
And you also provide help to the family members who may not be experiencing mental illness themselves, but they're trying to cope with somebody in their family and try to help them get through to that person, maybe help them get that help that that person needs in their family, right?
Yeah. So not only does mental illnesses impact that one individual that has diagnosis, it also impacts every single person around them who are especially in their corner and within their support system. So if you are in that support system, it's not only important to help that other individual who is experiencing their struggles, but also help yourself with self-care, understanding your mental health, also receiving the support that you need to debrief, because it's not easy being that person also. You are someone who witnesses it all and you go through those experiences with them. So we also offer support services to those individuals also.
And sometimes there's more than one person in a household who needs the help. And
absolutely.
One person might be the biggest source of anxiety and depression for the other person. So
it all goes hand in hand.
Do you get families in together sometimes?
Yeah. So we do get partners coming in together sometimes for either our classes or our support groups. Sometimes let's say the child or the offspring, the young adult, whoever it may be, they come to one of our support groups in the classes and then their parents go to the family support group. So sometimes we do have families that utilize our services, or sometimes we have partners utilizing and maybe that their offspring or whoever they're supporting comes along down the road. But we do help a lot of families.
I would imagine the fact that, like you said, so many of the people that work for NAMI have either had their own mental health challenges or have family members. And that just helps you to understand better when people are coming right. in. Because normally, yeah. I guess when people come in, they're at their, what are the, what is
they're
that?
Struggling.
They're really at a breaking point. And when they come in your doors, you have to kind of set them at ease, right? How do you do that?
Right. Yeah. So one of the coolest things about the peer support model that I like is that we can offer a different perspective, and we can also offer empathy that really aligns with what people are going through. We are there to sit in the uncomfortable moments. We are there to help guide them to the resources to help them live well. We also really enjoy that people who were once not doing so well, but then are still involved in the organization and they are living well, it can be a guided light for those who are just stepping into their journey. So having people of all steps of their journey and their recovery coming together, it really is such a beautiful moment to give guidance, give hope, give moments to just like debrief and just spill everything out that you're feeling. It's really nice. And sometimes just talking about it with someone who understands rather than someone out in the community who may not understand the full extent of these feelings can make a lot of changes in the way that someone thinks and feels.
We're talking with Anna Bunker, who's the peer program manager with NAMI Central Texas, and that's NAMI, centraltx.org is their website. This being Mental Health Awareness Month, or I've also seen it listed as Mental Health Month, this is like a big month for you guys. You have big, yes. big plans, big programs this month?
Oh my goodness, yes. We have a lot of different things going on. We always do, but specifically in May, we have a couple different events going on. These are all listed on our website, so it may be easier to look on our website.
Sure.
And if you go under events, we have Mind Matters events and then also one specifically for Mental Health Month.
Pardon me, I'll give you an yeah. example of a Mind Matters event. Mind yes. Matters, managing stress and anxiety.
Yes.
And that's online. Yes. That's a virtual meeting. So you don't even have to go anywhere.
Right, right. So our Mind Matters, they are online via Zoom, which is so great. You can sit in the comfort of your own home. We also have coffee shop combos this month, a couple different dates in different parts of Central Texas. So you just come hang out with us. We'll treat you to coffee. We'll talk about mental health and self-care. And then the big event that we have going on is May 18th. It's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It is a celebration for mental health. We have musical performances, an art exhibit, storytelling. We're going to have appetizers. We have a mental health toolkit that you will all be able to receive. And yeah, we have a special like guest speaker coming. It's a really cool event where the NAMI community and others will be able to come together.
I'm looking at the poster now. It's called Speak Up, a mental yes. health celebration showcasing the power of the arts as a means of self-expression and mental wellness. So do you find this yes. that when people can kind of get it out in some kind of creative yeah. way, that helps them mentally?
Yeah. So for me, when I was younger, I wasn't the best with my words. Not everyone is the best with their words. Sometimes it's hard to find the words to describe what they're feeling or what they're going through. And art or different forms of therapy can be a really good way of getting your feelings out in a way where you're not verbally speaking. So it could be like art, like painting. It could be something along the lines of like sculpture. It could be dance, some sort of sport. It could be music. There's a lot of different ways that art can really like bring hope to individuals and give them the outlet cool. to share what they're feeling.
All right. And that's over at KMFA down the dial. And I've heard their new home is really beautiful over there.
Yes, it is so gorgeous.
I'll have to go check it out. Well, I want to kind of go back and kind of rephrase the question about now, this day and age. It just feels like more people are anxious, more people are depressed, more people are looking out at what's going on in the world. I mean, you just had this thing where a guy shoots up a whole family because they asked him to quiet down with his guns. And it's just so worrisome. Has there been an increase in demand for the services of NAMI in the past couple of years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially since the pandemic, we have always been a very active organization, but since mental health is talked about more, people are more comfortable talking about it themselves, which is in a higher demand of services. So where there's a need, there's a demand of services, and that's what we're here to provide. Another thing that we have learned within the last couple of years is that everyone is affected by mental illness, and everyone knows someone with a mental health condition also. Mental health conditions also come through different components. Maybe it's that individual that you just mentioned with, unfortunately, shooting with a family, or maybe it's other shootings that you see without the United States or anywhere else in the world, usually the United States. But it brings a lot of fear, and it does bring a lot of anxiety to the safety of people. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, even though we can't stop those traumatic events from happening, we can help and support the individuals who are going through the stages of anxiety and being scared and uneasy, and maybe the depression that comes along with it. So even though we can't fix the life events, we're able to support them along the way.
And it's okay to ask for help.
Absolutely. Sometimes people think asking for help is a weakness. I truthfully think it is one of the biggest strengths that you can have. It is such a vulnerable moment to even just get those words out and say, like, I need help, I'm not okay. That takes a lot of courage, and having courage is strength. So it's a good thing to ask for help.
If you broke your arm, you wouldn't say, well, I'm not going to let anybody know about this. I'm just going to take care of it on my own. Or even if you had a, you know, some kind of high blood pressure, you're not ashamed.
You go to the hospital.
You go to the doctor. He gives you some medicine, tells you to quit eating junk food and get out and exercise. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the same thing. It's just you're working on your brain as opposed to your heart.
People forget that your brain is an organ in your body. You have to take just as good of care of it as you would your heart, your lungs, liver, anything else that your physical health entails. Yeah.
All right. We've been talking with Anna Bunker, Peer Program Manager at NAMI. Again, that's NAMI, National Alliance for Mental Illness, and their Central Texas chapter. So it's NAMICentralTX.org. And it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for your time, and good to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to the Sun Radio Regional Report. Your comments are always welcome, and topics you'd like to hear addressed on future episodes, always welcome. Studio at sunradio.com.